So I'm sitting with Cindy Cutlip, and Cindy has been serving as an elder at Park Street for the last 3 years and is now being considered for another term, having been nominated by petition from the congregation. And Cindy, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My husband Don and I came to Park Street back in the 90s, just after we got married, 1994. And we had 4 children we've raised through Park Street Church. We live in Brookline right now, brought our kids up through the youth program. We've been spending time at the 8:30 and the 11 and then the 4 p.m. service, depending on what stage of life we were going through with our family. And the reason we came to Park Street was we met one person in the sanctuary. We used to dwell in the balcony and look down and kind of check everything out in the beginning years. And we met a woman, and she just saw us and welcomed us. And we just felt like this is a place where we could find love, we could find belonging. So we've been there ever since.
Great. How did you come to faith in Jesus?
It was simple as a child. John 3:16 was a big part of that. Then we just grew up through the church. But the most interesting part has always been as I've grown and matured in the Lord and walked, I feel like I'm walking Pilgrim's Progress, where I'm in and out and ups and downs with the Lord, but always coming back to Him, and He's always there for me. It's just been a beautiful adventure.
So throughout that adventure, has there been a passage of Scripture or a particular verse that's been particularly important to you, or perhaps one that's even more recently been really standing out to you?
The most outstanding is something I had near the beginning when I was in my teens, and it just continues to be important to me today, is in Matthew 6, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Well, how's that resonated with you?
When I first heard it, I was at a girls' camp, a girls' Christian camp in Maine, and it was pavilion time, it was nighttime, and we were singing that song back in the 70s, and there was firelight, there was this huge, beautiful stone hearth, moonlight, scripture, just singing and worship, and it just, that song has just resonated, and that scripture has resonated since then, and I feel like right now with the world kind of confused and chaotic, what we need to do and what I need to do is seek God first in His kingdom, and it'll all come together. I trust Him. I entrust it all to Him.
So what do you love about Park Street?
Well, probably the favorite thing is just the diversity I see in the different members, and I feel like that's growing, and our church family is becoming more broad with more different people being drawn to our church and drawn to Jesus. And I love that diversity, and I long to see more unity in that diversity, that we can come together and gather together as a beautiful family.
Has there been anything else that you've really appreciated about the church over the years?
I think whatever I'm doing at the moment. When I first started
That's
out.
A good segue into my next question, which is where have you been involved over the years in Park Street?
But, beautiful. Well, I'll kind of lead into that then. But started out with kids activities and nursery, and then Kids Week. I got to help plan the first Kids Week ever at Park Street, and that was a really beautiful, fun thing. And then helping with the youth program as my kids went into high school, junior high school and high school. And always women's activities and being part of women's leadership. And I've been doing that for a long time. And most currently, I've been part of the prayer ministry and just helping us learn as a church family what it is to pray and what a privilege it is to come together and pray. And kind of take some of the mystery and some of the uncomfortableness out of prayer. And then it's just something we do, like we breathe, just talking to God and having relationship with Him and spending time with Him.
Over the course of the last, it's been a year and a half or two that you've been focusing in on that? Is there one particular dimension to prayer that has grabbed you more than others?
Probably all church prayer. I think the more that we do it, we kind of grow together, and there's something I can get to know someone by talking to them for a while and learning where they're from and how they grew up and what they do for work. But there's something about praying with someone that's so intimate, and I feel like I've gotten to know the church family so much just by joining our hearts and joining in the Holy Spirit in prayer together. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like there's a union and a unity that I've been enjoying so much, and like to see that continue.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. So when you think about Park Street Church, what burdens you, or what are the burdens that you have for our community?
I think because I'm a shepherd, I have a shepherd's heart, mm-hmm. and most of the things that I've done in the church have been gathering people. And when I see that we're not being gathered as a unified body and as a family, it burdens my heart, because I just see God looking down on us, and I feel like he is just saying to us, you guys are family. I want to see you get along with each other. I want to see you come together and be united and be that beautiful bride that you are, that I've made you to be. And so my heart just longs to see parts of us that don't know each other get to know each other and have cross ministry companionship and working together, and people we don't know just reaching out to them and coming alongside those who may be difficult to love or difficult to get to know, but still trying, because I think that love always reaches out, and love is the thing that holds us all together, because Christ, God, is love.
Mm. And I guess in many ways, we're all that difficult person to love.
Amen. As, yeah, unfortunately, but truthfully, yes.
Yeah. So a desire to see the church really unified and come together.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to add?
When I think about gathering, I think about family gatherings, and I think of us, Park Street, as God's children. That is what we are. Mm-hmm. And just the thought of us gathering, I just think of us opening our arms wide and just pulling all of the ones in together. And some of my favorite times at Park Street are those gatherings where so many of us get to come together. And two come to mind. The first is an all-church dinner we had once. It happened, actually, it was after the 4 p.m. service this particular time, and a bunch of people made a simple pot of chili and cornbread, and we had so much food left over that someone said, hey, let's go out in the common and invite some friends from the common. So we reached out, we brought those friends in, and we just all sat around and had a great time eating chili and cornbread, and then it was dessert time, and the kids that were there said, we would love to serve the dessert. So they were serving the dessert, and they were serving everyone that night and all the homeless people. And it wasn't until later that they realized that the people they were serving were homeless. And it was just so beautiful to see us all come together and just have a beautiful meal, sharing a meal, sharing fellowship, and gathering together, all of us from wherever we were. So that was one of my favorite times at Park Street. And another one is the February 2nd all-church gathering that took place when you first came and gave your first talk to us. And it was like, it felt to me like it was before a wedding, and everyone was there from all the different church services. We had all kinds of music and so many people we hadn't seen in a long time, and it seemed like this beautiful reunion in this gathering. And it was just gave everyone so much joy to be there together for that day and to be united for one purpose that day and even share the Lord's Supper together. It was beautiful. And I think of all these gatherings, I think they're so exciting because they're a foretaste of what we're going to have in eternity when we're all before the throne of God, worshiping Him and seeking Him first together, all of us from where we are in our difference, but united in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I love gathering so much, because I think it's really beautiful to think of this, practicing it now, because this is what we're going to be doing into eternity.
Cindy, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.